And what we're about to do now is take you to the field where we're about to become at our best. They tell us we're going tracing through the wild with the wireless microphone. Cobra is out there with it. Corby, do you have us?
Yeah, I do. I do have you. I'm
really sounding good.
I'm sounding clean.
Yeah, you are.
Once again.
Surprisingly so.
Come here, Larry.
Our Cumulus Station.
The great Larry Lacewell.
Boomer Sooner.
Boomer Sooner, how are you?
I'm doing great.
You look good.
Well, I'm, 77 going on 67.
Yeah, I mean, hell, you look better than the last time I saw you. I think it was at the Sugar Bowl.
I was drunk then.
Weren't we all?
Oh, well, yeah, but I really was. I'm sober right now.
Oh, you are?
Not, I mean, just for this hour. I mean, we're not going to go on about that.
No, of course not. How's Switzer doing?
He doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah, we went to the Kentucky Derby together, went to the Sugar Bowl together. I think he's dying. He's paying my way to all these things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everybody needs a sugar daddy
he's
like Switzer,
around
right?
With a lot of rich guys over here.
Well, is he ever, man? Every time I talk to him, he's flying to Vegas with like the Barnett Shale guys.
Or he goes to the Clippers game out in L.A., I think he tried to buy the team.
Oh, he did?
Ask him if he was in on that scene the other night.
He couldn't get along with black guy, though.
Yeah, right?
God.
What scene, Mike?
The 12:30 voicemail scene.
Oh, no, he wasn't part of that.
You sure?
I know that. Yeah, hey, how long are you out here?
I'm going to stay 3 or 4 days.
Yeah? When'd you get here? A couple days ago?
I got here Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You been hitting the town at all?
I went with Steven and Jerry out one night, went up to Big Shots, up at the big place in Santa Barbara, where all the rich hang out.
Yeah. Now, Jerry, clearly I wouldn't be there. Jerry's slowing down a bit, isn't he?
He really is. I didn't see him at the races in Arkansas, which I'm there every day because I live in Hot Springs. He's, we all are, a little older.
I'm not.
Let me promise you one thing. Jerry's mind ain't slowing down, trust me.
Right, just... Maybe the scotch.
Body all does a little bit.
Okay. All right, buddy. Have fun. We'll talk to you later. There he goes. The great Larry Lace.
All right. Well, find girls.
Listen, ass master.
You are an ass master.
Yeah, I am an ass master. And find girls.
Ass.
You didn't like
He's
our
never
talk
satisfied,
with Lace?
Is he?
No. I mean, that's Larry. That's one of the great defensive
well,
minds that, in the history
that's
of football.
That's great. But that's not why you're out there.
You're
oh,
out there
I'm sorry.
For ass.
You know why I'm out here?
Yes. Bottom. You're out there to fight girls.
Hi, madam. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
What's your name?
Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
You look familiar, Michelle.
I do network radio.
You do for who?
Compass Media Networks.
Okay, so, what does that encompass? No pun intended.
It encompasses NFL and college football play-by-play.
Okay, and you do actual play-by-play?
No, I'm the boss.
You're the boss?
Yes. No way.
Get her to hire us.
That's awesome.
Get her to hire us.
And you got a nose ring.
I do.
It's kick ass.
Wow, the boss has a nose ring?
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, my God. Got to get a picture of that.
Can you shut up back there, Mike? I'm trying to have a conversation, okay? How long have you been doing this?
10 years.
10 years. You don't look old enough to have a job for that long.
I have really great skincare regimen.
You do.
Yes.
You do well.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay out of the sun and stuff.
Exactly.
How'd you get to be the boss in 10 years?
Avoid meats and things like that?
No, I'm a meat eater.
Are you?
Yes.
How'd you get to be the boss?
In 10 years.
I kind of kicked and crawled and scratched my way up to the top.
Did she come up through sales?
Hard work? Yep. Did she come up through the sales end or the back door?
No, I started at WFAN in New York as an assistant.
So where are you living now?
Los Angeles.
Okay. Where are you from?
New York.
Oh, you're from New York. Okay.
Speaking of the back door.
What do you like better?
The back door?
Los Angeles.
Do you? Weather-wise, it's just, You live near the beach?
No. I'm a valley girl.
Okay. It gets kind of hot in the valley, though, doesn't it?
It does. But that's what air conditioning is for.
Okay, fair enough. You married?
No.
No. Divorce?
No.
Never been married. You broke off an engagement. I'm sensing that.
I did.
I knew it. I can sense these things. Guy was a true son of a bitch, wasn't he?
No, he was a good guy.
Oh.
Have you ever met Buck Owens?
Yeah. Well, no, he wanted me to move to Kansas City.
Have you ever met Tom Hamilton of Aerosmith?
Kansas City?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. From L.A.?
No, from New York at the time. So
New York.
I'm going to do that.
What did he do for a living?
He was a baseball player.
Oh, what, for Mets? Yankees?
No, he went to Kansas City to play with the Royals.
Who?
Oh, God.
Oh, come on. It doesn't
matter.
You can
tell us. Look,
we
know
nobody's
listening.
People.
Nobody's
huge
listening.
Baseball people.
Dave DeJesus.
What?
DeJesus!
Jesus!
DeJesus!
Yeah, he was my college boyfriend.
Oh, my God!
This
This is Jesus' girlfriend.
Whoa!
A long time ago, ex.
Huh?
10 years ago, ex.
That is incredible. So, did you just come out to Surprise, Arizona? When?
Yeah, I was in Surprise and Tempe. I did Baseball City when it was down in Orlando. And
okay, because
we may have had her on there before.
Yeah, we may have. We're from Dallas and out here for this mess, but we would go out there to Surprise every year, and the Rangers, of course, share the complex with the Royals. Mm-hmm. And so when DeJesus was first coming up through the ranks, we would see his name up there, and we would, as a funny bit, call him DeJesus.
Right, yeah.
Okay, and then but then we would also go down and talk to some of the cuter women down on the field. We may have talked to you. I have no idea.
You might have. I don't know.
Wow, that's random.
Ask her if she wants to hire us for a college football broadcast.
Would you hire us for college football or anything else? We're very good.
Can you do play-by-play?
No.
So then no.
Yeah, we can. We can.
Well, okay, that's just rude of you.
We changed our minds. We can do it.
Wait, we're just hearing from people back there in Dallas that we can do it.
Yes, we can do this.
Yeah, still no.
Oh, golly. You're a hard-driving woman. You know that?
We're better than anybody you've got.
So are you up here? What? Like, why are you specifically up here right now? Who are you scouting, talking to? What are you doing?
I'm waiting for clients. Show them around.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, so it's like schmoozy woozy.
Schmoozy woozy. That's
you're
exactly
gonna show
it.
Them that nose ring.
I only live like 45 minutes from here, so
are those real?
Easy to pop in, pop out.
Are those real?
I hear you. I hear you.
Are your those boobs real? Ever pop out?
Yeah. All right, well, Michelle, listen, it's good talking to you again.
Buck Owens.
Very good.
Yeah, my name's Corby. We'll see you around.
All right, Corby, thank you.
And when'd you get the nose ring?
With David in spring training.
Did he get a
Orlando.
Tattoo at the same time?
Wow. Did he get one too? Did he get a Prince Albert or anything?
No. It was like 12 years ago.
Oh, okay. All right, sweetheart. We'll see you. Take care. There she goes.
That's DeJesus' ex-girlfriend.
That is freaking... How many years was he the punchline out there?
God.
And then
every year.
And then DeJesus smoked pot.
DeJesus drank gin.
DeJesus loved to party.
But he
died for your sins.
Wow. That is crazy talk,
was
man.
Was she foxy or not really?
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah.
She's all right. Not,
all right.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Better than the girl that was arrested this morning?
Yeah.
Save that.
Save what?
Well, we already told the story.
We did the story on the air.
Oh, we did? Oh, that girl. I was thinking of another girl. I have a story of another girl that was arrested this morning.
What? Who?
Don't worry about it. We'll get to it later.
This is the worst recovery you've ever had.
That is simply... Say that. We did the story
on the
radio. We did
a whole segment in the beginning at 3:50.
Yeah,
I was thinking of another one.
Oh, we did?
All right, let's go talk to some of the fans. We always have better luck with the fans.
You mean Cowboys?
Fangers.
All right, let's see what's going on with this one.
Bottom.
It's going to be like talking to
Hi, miss, how are you?
Boys.
I'm good.
Bottom.
What's your name?
Ann.
Ann, you a big Cowboy fan?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, are you forced into it by this dude?
Kind of.
You are, aren't you? Well, who do you like if you did?
Break it up.
Gone.
Uh-oh. Am I back?
Yeah, you're back.
Okay. If you had to pick a team other than the Cowboys, who would it be?
I don't know. I'm not a big football fan.
What are you a fan of?
Melatonin, apparently.
I like baseball, actually.
Oh, you do?
Baseball.
Break it up. Break it up.
Man.
Why is it? We're right here by is it the fence, Blake? Is that what it is?
I don't
know. Oh, it is? All right. We're breaking up over here. Here, can you stand right here? Thank you. Thank you very much. So who's your favorite baseball team?
The Giants.
Where are you from?
From Turlock.
Where's that?
Do you know where Modesto is?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of it.
From the Valley, yeah.
The Valley. Yes. How far away is that?
How many pot like brownies hours? Did you eat today?
Is this your husband over here?
That's my fiancé.
Ooh, fiancé. Even better. How long have you been engaged?
Barely 2 months.
Barely 2 months. Now,
Think you'll go through with it?
You think it'll come to fruition? Think it'll happen?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Okay, you're not pregnant or anything, are you?
No, I'm not pregnant.
That's good. Any kids?
No.
How old are you?
24.
Ah, you're just a pup. How about him?
He's 27.
Ah, you got younger.
First marriage?
Attaboy. Attaboy. Is it his first marriage?
Yes.
Okay, no kids on the side either, do you, bro?
No.
Is it an arranged marriage?
Is it an arranged marriage between two Indian parents?
No, it's not.
Okay. What? Have you ever met him?
Yes.
Oh, he's standing right here. That was a bad question. Okay. Well, you guys enjoy yourselves, okay? Go Cowboys. And Giants.
Why was she so sleepy?
Well, Danny, not everybody is just ready to kick ass when a microphone's thrown
just
in
like,
their face.
Hey, what's your name?
Too bad we don't have any moms of players, because that would have been 3 for 3. But it didn't quite happen. Now, Mike, you'll be happy to know, or sad to know, that that is the only girl out here.
Well, it's a 12 after,
and
so
I have,
perfect.
And I have found 2.
All right, you've done well then.
Two.
You've done well.
Yeah.
Good job. Get your quota today.
A lot of testosterone around there.